blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Now that this year Christmas has come and gone, many of us participated in what is now becoming the Christmas yearly rituals. Singing songs, singing carols, and many Christmas songs. Watch Santa Claus arrive from the polar region. Attending or participating in parades, festivals, opening gifts, visiting families, and attending churches for more celebration. According to the World Economic Forum website, Americans will have spent $1 trillion for this Christmas alone. That is $1 trillion. In some countries, one-fifth of people go into debt to pay for Christmas gifts and festivities. Many of us have received different gifts for this Christmas from friends, parents, spouses, children, and family members. Children's faces light up as they open the gift bag under the tree. The social media is full of pictures of family, reunions, radiant faces happy to celebrate Christmas together. The question that comes to mind is, what is next after Christmas? Have you asked yourself this question? We celebrate the arrival of the Savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. What is next? How should we live our life beyond Christmas? What lies ahead for us beyond Christmas? Christmas, or the birth of our Lord, is the greatest gift to humanity. The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Many will soon forget the gift received during Christmas. As children of God, we cannot and should not forget the greatest gift God gave to humanity: the gift of salvation, forgiveness, amazing grace, blessing, everlasting peace, and joy was brought to us through Christ Jesus. After Christmas, after the indisputable arrival of Savior of the world, we should not only celebrate it, but decide to believe, accept, trust, and follow Him for the rest of our life. Christmas is the greatest gift God has given us. It is the gift of eternal salvation. It is the gift of forgiveness, redemption, and adoption as children of God Almighty. Remember, when you receive your Christmas gift, you hold it, open it, and accept it. Same thing, you must accept the greatest gift God has given humanity. You must accept Jesus Christ into your life. Celebrating his arrival is not enough, but believing and accepting him is the only thing that will lead to our salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. It is great to celebrate the Lord's arrival. It is much better to accept and follow him for the rest of our life. Accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior means Jesus Christ is the essential thing in our life. It means we are called to be generous with love, forgiveness, and goodness to others. Accepting and believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior means repentance is our daily song. It means we are called to the characters of the kingdom of God and hunger and thirst after righteousness. John chapter 6, verse 47 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." When we believe and have faith in our Lord, our obedience to all his word should be apparent. Real faith cannot exist without obedience. Since we are all sinners and come short of the glory of God, dying without Jesus is not a good idea. If there's any task more essential for us today, if there's a task we should be focusing on right now, we should make sure we did not die without Jesus Christ in our life. Without Jesus, the wages of sin is death and eternal hell. With Jesus, the gift of God is eternal life in heaven. Christmas is the Lord's arrival and our salvation, and it is the greatest and most consequential gift ever presented to us. But we must accept this gift for it to be ours. During Christmas, many of us receive some of the gift. It is because you accept those gifts and it is yours now. So we must accept the eternal gift God offered to us on Christmas Day. As we live our life beyond Christmas, brethren, let us live the life of surrendering to God. Surrendering control is a daily, moment-by-moment choice, like every discipline in life. We must learn to surrender and give it to God. Satan seeks every day to cloud our mind with worries, doubt, and fear. The devil wants that there should be no room for God in our lives. So surrendering to God becomes a lifestyle of daily giving. Giving it all to God. Whenever negative thoughts seek to invade our space, we must cut them off and immediately give them to God. God's mercies are new every day, every morning. So what happened yesterday, last year, or a decade ago is completely gone. Carrying the past around will only take up space for God's goodness, grace, and favor. Renew our mind in Christ means letting go of all the burdens. Quote, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Unquote. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Now that we have God's salvation, let us continue to live our life according to God's will. I urge you to stand firm in Christ Jesus. He is the rock of our salvation. He promised not to reject you if you follow Him. This year, Christmas has come and gone. But for us, it is not the end. Make it a glorious beginning. Stay close to the Lord in every situation. Serve the Lord every day in every way you can. Let the joy of this Christmas help you develop holy deviance that fire you up to resist all temptation, reclaim enemy territories, and refuse to bow down to sins and Satan. This is how God wants us to live beyond Christmas. May the Lord give us the strength to live our life in purity to His glory. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord be your strength and your salvation. May the Lord guide you and teach you the truth. Thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message with everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook for our daily inspiration words of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakutami of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Time, don't